What about
where y'all we left to hunt?
That was his hunting.
Yeah.
My father likes to hunt.
Oh, he did too. Had his dogs.
Uh-huh.
Hunted.
Well, now where was your husband born?
He was born in South Carolina.
Oh, I'm from South Carolina.
Oh.
Where was he born, do you know?
Langley, South Carolina, where he was born at.
Oh, I see. Well, do you know anything about his parents or grandparents?
Well, I don't know too much about his.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can't give you no information about them.
Okay. Well, now I'll ask you the questions I was talking about, and I think I've already sort of given you a hint about the first one. Well, what you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, you might say, I expect to see her later this.
Later. Now, let me see.
Okay. I expect to see someone later this.
Well, in the middle of the day, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's the afternoon.
Uh-huh. So, would you call it afternoon?
Yeah, I call it afternoon.
Right. Would you ever say evening?
Well,
you'd probably say afternoon, wouldn't you?
Most of the time.
I would too. That's
most of the time.
Right. Well, then, what you call the time of the day when the sun first appears?
That's the sun's rise.
Right. Now, what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
It's the sun's setting.
Now, if there's been a storm, you know, like it's rained a long time, and then the rain stops, and the clouds disappear, and the sun comes out, we might say that the weather is
clearing up.
Right, that's very good. That's it. Well, what do you call a very hard rain? You know, it rains for about an hour and then stops.
Well, really call it a storm, I reckon.
A storm, okay. Now, what do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Well, we call it a mantel.
I do too. And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dog.
Right. Uh-huh. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Chips.
Chips. Okay. Well, what would you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get
fat lighter
started? What was that again?
Fat lighter.
Fat lighter. Okay.
Hey, wouldn't you call it that?
I would just call it chips. I didn't know there was a difference between the two. That's what I mean, that we young people have a lot to learn.
Oh, yeah.
You see, because we just, you know.
Well, that's old time, fat lighter.
Uh-huh, that's good. And that's exactly what, you know, the kind of words that, you know, he's interested in finding out.
Uh-huh.
The old words that were used. Well, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging up clothes?
Well, I call those clothes hangers.
Well, now, what about the room that the hangers are in?
Closet.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, now, if you could have a closet that you could move around.
Well, I call that chipperobe.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a good word. Chipperobe?
Uh-huh. Okay. So I like that box right there.
Uh-huh.
I don't roll that around.
Right. Now, what would you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Shingles.
Uh-huh. Well, do you always call them shingles? You know, those boards on the outside, on the sides?
Well, well, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's shingles.
Well,
that's fine.
I don't know.
Well, would you ever call it weatherboards or weatherboards?
Well, I reckon you do. Weatherboards. Yeah, I think that's the way of it.
Well, shingles is a perfectly good word to use, too. I was just wondering. Or clapboards. Have you ever heard of clapboards? Do they ever call it that?
Mm-hmm.
Not around here. Okay, fine.